You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It is another gorgeous day here in South Florida, and if you have been outside any time in the last week or so, you know that the hots have come to visit, and they are here in abundance. The other day, I walked outside, literally like walking into an oven. It was, you think you'd get used to that after a while. I guess we do to a degree, but my choice is warmth over cold anytime. I had to spend some time in Colorado when I was in the service, and if you can imagine, in late May, it's snow flurrying. So for this person who grew up in Florida, I'm happy to be back where I am for sure. So today we're going to introduce some more people to you. The purpose of the show is to bring you a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. The way that I do that is by constantly introducing small, locally owned businesses to you, the local population, that want to do business with you. They want to provide you with a benefit, either a service or a product. And in doing business with a small business, it's almost like being a shareholder. You know, when you buy from a small business, you're not helping one of these multi-billion-dollar CEOs buy another house, a third home, a vacation home, or something like that. You're actually helping a family to move forward, to pay a mortgage bill, to pay something for their children, school, whatever that is. And every penny that you spend here locally with a local business, let me back up a minute, not every penny, how about every dollar? Every dollar that you spend here locally with a local business, about 68 cents of that dollar stays here. So we're actually helping ourselves, and this is all about making benefits available for everyone. In 2013, when I looked up the numbers, there was approximately 1,400,000 people in Palm Beach County. If half of us would spend $50 a month, 50 bucks, half of us, we would have tens of millions of dollars in the local economy. So that's what it's all about for me, providing a win-win situation. And one of the greatest challenges for a small business is recognition. And the way that I help bring that recognition is what you are listening to right now. So a little bit about what we do with regard to some of the different topics that we talk about. A little bit about my technology topic. We have available a wide variety of pieces of technology that can help you and benefit your life. One of these pieces of technology is called the QRS mat. This mat is a mat that you do therapy on. You lay on this mat for a degree of time. Sometimes it's 15 minutes, sometimes it's 25 minutes. And in the process of that, what happens is your body's ability to pump blood through the corpuscles, through the very small veins in your body, which are the hardest to get the blood through. It helps your body become more efficient at doing that. The end result is your circulation has increased. And if you use logic, you'll find that anyone who has a good circulation that's able to get water in, water out, you also get toxins in and you get the toxins out with it as well. One of the other things that we talk about is the V-card, the virtual business card. This is a digital business card. The advantage of having a digital business card, this has come in so useful for me. If I go out and I'm networking somewhere, and for whatever reason I don't have my cards with me, or for whatever reason I don't want to give my card to someone, this is a way to make an impact on someone, quite different than just handing them a card. Because what you'll do is you'll get their cell phone number, and from your cell phone, you will send your digital card to their cell phone. Now, I don't know a lot of people that don't go anywhere without their cell phones anymore. So you will be residing on their cell phone. One touch of a button, they can call you, they can email you, they can fax you, they see your picture, they see your autobiography, they can see pictures of your products, your services, whatever it is that you have to offer. This is far and beyond just a regular paper card per se. So if you want to be ahead of the competition, one of the ways to do that is to be able to utilize the digital business card. And then, of course, the subject of the Tesla glasses that I have spoken about just about on every show. These things are remarkable. These are glasses that you wear. Unlike a reading glass or a glass that helps you with your vision that you look through, this glass is similar to a virtual reality And what you do is you put these on, you do a therapy session, about 15 minutes to 20 minutes, 2 to 3 times a day. In the span of about 2 to 6 months, they have found that 80% of the people that use these glasses have their eyesight returned to 20/20. It also, and I don't know how, don't ask me how, I don't know how, but I've had people tell me that they can actually see farther. This boggles my mind, but they swear that I can actually see farther, Riscala, than I could before. Not only can I see farther, but I can see with more detail. So it is pretty amazing. The glasses do quite a few things. My focus on the glasses, because I wear reading glasses, is the eyesight, the returning of the 20/20 eyesight. Because if you have reading glasses, you know what a major pain in the behind it can be to, oh man, I forgot my reading glasses, and here I am sitting in a restaurant waiting to order, and now what are you going to do? So that's why I kind of focus on the eyesight version of the Tesla glasses. And today, we're going to have several people calling in today to introduce to you. Again, this is the way that I provide you with a flood of benefits, with a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. We're going to hear from a very young lady who is a phenomenal musician. I played her music on the second or third show that we played. I had asked her to call in because I wanted the people to hear this beautiful young lady and a little bit about her and what she does. We'll also have a tax consultant calling in today. We should have someone who can give you some answers about Medicare calling in today. We have someone who's going to be calling in regarding lighting and cameras to help you with security around your home. And if all goes well and we have some time left, I will hear from one of our representatives that is helping us regulate Florida. And if you're not familiar with Regulate Florida, please stay tuned. I will explain that to you as the show goes on. Now, I would like to take a moment. Have we got Maggie on the phone? Okay, Maggie should be calling in at any moment. I'm going to go ahead and play Maggie's song so you can be familiar with that. And in the meantime, I think she'll go ahead and call in. So call in if you would, please.
This highway reminds me of you. This empty seat beside me keeps calling out your name. And the way the taillights keep on shining on that life I left behind me. Every mile, every sign is reminding me why I ain't turning around this time. If you miss me already, catch me.
that was the one and only Maggie Hart, and I believe I have her on the phone now. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I wanted you to call in because I think that possibly a lot of people out there don't realize that being a musician is a small business. A lot of people, I shouldn't say it that way. Some people may have this impression in their mind that making music is all about this fun and all of, you know, and they don't really, may not recognize that it isn't truly a business. And the purpose of this show is to introduce small businesses that are locally owned to the local population. So Maggie, if you would, let's start off by, how old are you? Are you there? Did I lose you? Oh, she may have dropped. Okay, we are experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty. We may have dropped Maggie. One of the upcoming artists that is here in Palm Beach County, and hopefully we'll get her back on the line here in just a moment. We're experiencing a little bit. Just bear with me for a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. It is wonderful to have an engineer because I do another radio show at night, and I have to do everything. And I'll tell you what, when something goes wrong, it goes big time wrong. So anyway, let me go back to some of the people that will be calling in today. Hopefully I'll hear from a tax consultant. If you have questions about Medicare, we're going to be discussing that for a little while today. We're also going to have a lighting and camera person that is going to explain to you how you can not only make your home more valuable, raise the value of your home more beautiful, but also make it more secure by having cameras and being able to look at your home from wherever you are. As long as you got a smartphone and you got an internet access, you can be anywhere in the world and take a look at your house. And we'll also hear from if we have enough time, we'll hear from Karen Goldstein, who was going to speak to us about supporting Regulate Florida. We'll get into that in a little while. So did we lose Maggie? Okay, we have Maggie on. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic located in Loxahatchee. 561-795-4878.
Want to give your pet the celebrity treatment? Have you heard of Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care in Royal Palm Beach? They're located just off State Road 7 and have been servicing the area for 14 years. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care is the home of the Blueberry Facial, also specializing in tartar removal with 8 years of assisting in dental procedures. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care? They're more than just about dogs. They are the only experienced cat groomer in the area. They also cater to all breeds and sizes and open 6 days a week. Get $10 off your first grooming when you mention the Rainmaker Show. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care, located just north of the Super Walmart in Royal Palm Beach. You can find them at 250 Business Parkway. They specialize in shampoos with no extra charge. Flea and tick dips also available. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care. You can give them a call at 561-793-9992. They also provide gift certificates for those looking for that special present. Hollywood Pet Grooming and Care. 561-793-9992. They're located in Royal Palm Beach. That number, 561-793-9992. Call for your appointment today, 561-793-9992. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care, where your pet gets celebrity treatment.
In today's fast-paced, stress-induced lifestyle, it's not very hard to find yourself feeling short of your potential. There's hope, and it's not in the form of a magic pill. It's in the form of hypnotherapy. Imagine feeling relaxed while your mind breaks down the barriers of issues that have haunted your life. Learn how to lose weight permanently, reduce your stress, improve your memory, reduce or remove feelings of anxiety, eliminate bad habits, overcome fears and limitations, program your mind for success. All of this and more is available to you from Justin Shiver, hypnotherapist. He's been helping people for years. Justin Shiver Hypnotherapy. Reach him at 561-346-6329. His office is located in Green Acres. Take the time to secure your future the way you want it to be. Justin Shiver can help. 561-346-6329. Justin Shiver Hypnotherapy at 561-346-6329. Or you can reach him on the web at www.justinshiverhypnotherapy.com.
Do you own a laser printer, copier, or a fax? Well then, listen close to this announcement. Laser Technologies has been providing high-quality, frustration-free toner cartridges that are guaranteed not to harm your equipment for over 20 years. Laser Technologies will save you on your supplies with high-quality and fast delivery. Savings up to 50%. Laser Technologies supplies toner, imaging drums, developer and cartridges for most of the major brands. For a price quote, send an email to service@laser-technologies.com. Include your printer make and model for your part number. Call us at 561-792-9600. That's 561-792-9600. Laser Technologies, providing 100% of the quality at a fraction of the price. 561-792-9600.
You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
Okay, we are back, and I've got to be honest with you, that was my mistake. I inadvertently said Maggie Hart, and it was supposed to be Maggie Bow, and I got Maggie Hart to call in, and that wasn't her song. I apologize, Maggie. That song was by Maggie Bow, and I will have to call Maggie Bow and apologize that I've gotten my wires crossed and got the two of them mixed up. But anyway, I'm ready for the next person, which I believe is going to be Mary, and we'll bring her up here. Mary, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the Rainmaker Show. I wanted to get you on to let the people, I think that what you have to offer is very important. And I know from my own personal experience that if I have to talk to those wonderful people with the three letters, the IRS, that having someone like you do that for me is invaluable. There's not a price that I can put on that. So if you would, let's spend a couple of minutes. Let's talk about what you do and how you do it, how long you've been doing it, and that kind of thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mary Rogers, and please tell us what the name of the company is and what you do.
Sure. Thanks, Riscala. The name of our firm is Ackerman Rogers CPA. We're a public accounting firm that specializes in tax preparation and planning, as well as representing people before the IRS, you know, among other accounting needs. Our firm has been operating here for 5 years, and we've been practicing as CPAs locally for over 30 years combined experience.
So I was going to say what
we do, you know, obviously we prepare tax returns, all types, business, personal, across all industries, and then offer tax planning for people and businesses throughout the year so that they don't run into a problem.
Now, I know this is going to sound silly to some people, but I'm being serious. How do I know if I need your services?
How do you know if you need my service? Well, actually, that's a really good question. And I really think that most anybody with a business should always have a CPA to help them and advise them with their tax matters. Individuals, and I'll be perfectly honest here, if you really only have a W-2, then, you know, I'm fine with you going to these other places. I won't mention the names, but, you know, the chain places. And that's fine. If you have a W-2, they should be more than able to help you with that. But above that, then, you know, as things get more complex, you really should have a CPA on board with you. And if I may, I would just like to expand on why a CPA and not just you know, an accountant or somebody else that's just set up shop to do taxes.
Yep.
And the reason for that is CPAs are licensed and regulated by the state of Florida. So should something go awry, you have a way, you have a repercussion, you know, against a bad preparer. I've seen too often, you know, some people come in, they set up shops, and they're preparing all these returns that aren't necessarily above board, and then they just leave, and they're, you know, you can't find them, they fall off the face of the earth, so you have no repercussion against a bad preparer that way. Yeah.
And it's sad that they are out there, and I am so honored and privileged to know people like you who have integrity and stand behind what they do. So I want to ask you, because these are questions that I know in my mind, and I'm sure that other people may have similar questions. In a business, are my medical expenses deductible, or as an individual, are my medical expenses deductible on my taxes?
Yeah, that's a good question. For businesses, if you are a self-employed individual or a less than 2% shareholder in a corporation, then your health insurance premiums are deductible. If you're an individual, what happens is your health insurance premiums are deductible, as well as your co-pays or any other thing that you're paying cash out of pocket. However, it's deductible on what's called Schedule A as an itemized deduction. And for most people that are under 65, you have to first exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. So they are deductible, but it's getting harder and harder to cross that threshold to where it makes an impact on your tax.
To meet that minimum before you can start subtracting. So what about, like, if I have a car? Like me, I'm out there all day long in my most of the time, maybe not all day long, but I'm out there quite a bit in my car doing service calls. So what about my car? Am I allowed to depreciate my vehicle? Am I able to, if I'm making payments on my car, are those payments, can I take some of that off of my taxes? Can I take the mileage or, you know, whatever work is done on the car, whether that is an oil change or tires or whatever that is any of that deductible?
Right. And the answer is yes. There's two ways you can take automobile deduction. You can either take what's called the standard mileage deduction, which is what, you know, they pay X amount per mile.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take actual expenses where you can depreciate your car. And if you have to, you know, get new tires, any other kind of repairs, gas, and you can deduct all of that, you know, but only the business percentage, the business portion of that. And so that being said, whether you take actual or the standard mileage deduction, should you ever get audited, the IRS's requirement as backup is to keep a mileage log for whether you do standard or actual. They want to see a mileage log.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And yeah, most people think that's only if you take the mileage, but it's really on both of them. And I would just like to add that lately it's been more beneficial for people in most cases, you know, not all cases, to take the mileage because it's been very generous. It's been 54 cents, give or take, for the last few years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot for each mile.
So will I need to keep receipts for all of this stuff?
Yes, that's a really good question, too, because everybody, you know, people think that if you get audited, well, I'm just going to, you know, here's my credit card statement. Look, I paid for it. Or here's my check. That's not what the IRS wants. They will come and ask you for receipts. Mm-hmm. So I always tell everybody it's good to keep your receipts. Now, I think we all know that many of the receipts you get these days fade within months. So it's a good idea to possibly scan them in and keep them electronically. And should you have to face an audit and they request receipts, you know, I think some of the auditors are getting a little bit more lenient on that, and I've seen them, you know, accept a bank statement or a credit card, but that's not the standard. The standard is the receipt.
Hmm. So if I'm thinking about starting a business, are you someone that I could talk to and discuss the advantages of whether that business is going to be a corporation, an S-corp, a C-corp, an LLC? Are you someone that I could come to and ask you questions? What's the financial advantage of this and the financial advantage of that?
Absolutely, and I encourage everybody to to speak with the CPA prior to setting up their entity type through Florida's SunBiz, because I hear it all too often. Well, I just did an LLC because, you know, Uncle Harry said everybody does an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you have a choice of entities, and there's a reason you have a choice, because one size does not fit all.
Right.
So, right. So while an LLC may be appropriate for one person, it's not going to be appropriate for others. And there's different reasons, and I'm not going to go into all of them because this is a lengthy discussion. I actually have a PowerPoint,
mm-hmm.
You know, that takes probably 20, 30 minutes. But so they're taxed differently depending if you make an S election for your corporation or an S election for your LLC. You could be taxed as a partnership. So there's definitely different reasons why you want to choose it, which is why I encourage people who are thinking of starting a business, sit down with a CPA and really have that conversation with them and see, you know, which one would suit your needs the best.
I am a small business owner, and I highly encourage anyone who is thinking about going into business, do it. Because I'm the kind of person that I find that if I don't do it 5 years down the road, I wish I would have done that. Now, having said that, if you are thinking about going into business, this is a person who should be on the top priority of the people that you speak with. You can have a counsel with this person. They can explain to you the different things that you will benefit from, whether that is an LLC, whether it's a corp, an N corp, whether it's an S corp, a C corp, whatever that is. This person has how many years, Mary? I don't want to be wrong. How many years have you got experience in this thing?
Oh, I've had experience in the accounting field for over 30 years. Certified. Yeah,
and I would think that somebody who has 30 years of experience in their industry would be more than able to answer your questions regarding whether I should have an LLC, whether I should have a corporation, whether that corporation should be a C corp or an S corp, whatever that is. This person has mm-hmm. 30 years of experience. I would find it very difficult that to believe that they are not going to be able to help you in getting to the bottom of what it is that you want to accomplish. Mary, if someone needs to reach you, first, the name of the company is what again?
It's Ackerman Rogers CPA PLLC.
And if they want to reach you, have phone number?
The phone number would be 561-293-4120.
And you are a local business, locally owned. And you have lived in West Palm for quite a while, because I've known you for quite a while.
Yes.
And I truly appreciate you, and I am so grateful that you called in. And I thought that it would be very, very useful for the people out there to know that there's someone here that you can trust, someone here who has integrity, someone here who is looking out for your best interests when it comes to tax rules, laws, forming a corporation, someone that you can rely on. And I'm very grateful for that. Once again, if you would be so kind, Mary, give out your phone number.
Certainly. It's 561-293-4120.
I hope you have a wonderful day. It is beautiful out there. Go out there and enjoy some of the what we call sunshine. That's code
it
for
is,
heat.
Thank you. Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners.
It was an honor and privilege, my dear. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. You take care.
Thank you. So we'll hear from our sponsors for just a moment while I do some checking in the background here. I'm expecting another call shortly. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic, located in Loxahatchee. 561-795-4878.
Want to give your pet the celebrity treatment? Have you heard of Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care in Royal Palm Beach? They're located just off State Road 7 and have been servicing the area for 14 years. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care is the home of the Blueberry Facial, also specializing in tartar removal with 8 years of assisting in dental procedures. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care? They're more than just about dogs. They are the only experienced cat groomer in the area. They also cater to all breeds and sizes and open 6 days a week. Get $10 off your first grooming when you mention the Rainmaker Show. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care, located just north of the Super Walmart in Royal Palm Beach. You can find them at 250 Business Parkway. They specialize in shampoos with no extra charge. Flea and tick dips also available. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care. You can give them a call at 561-793-9992. They also provide gift certificates for those looking for that special present. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care. 561-793-9992. They're located in Royal Palm Beach. That number, 561-793-9992. Call for your appointment today. 561-793-9992. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care, where your pet gets celebrity treatment.
In today's fast-paced, stress-induced lifestyle, it's not very hard to find yourself feeling short of your potential. There's hope, and it's not in the form of a magic pill. It's in the form of hypnotherapy. Imagine feeling relaxed while your mind breaks down the barriers of issues that have haunted your life. Learn how to lose weight permanently, reduce your stress, improve your memory, reduce or remove feelings of anxiety, eliminate bad habits, overcome fears and limitations, program your mind for success. All of this and more is available to you from Justin Shiver, hypnotherapist. He's been helping people for years. Justin Shiver Hypnotherapy. Reach him at 561-346-6329. His office is located in Green Acres. Take the time to secure your future the way you want it to be. Justin Shiver can help. 561-346-6329. Justin Shiver Hypnotherapy at 561-346-6329. Or you can reach him on the web at www.justinshiverhypnotherapy.com.
Do you own a laser printer, copier, or a fax? Well then, listen close to this announcement. Laser Technologies has been providing high-quality, frustration-free toner cartridges that are guaranteed not to harm your equipment for over 20 years. Laser Technologies will save you on your supplies with high-quality and fast delivery. Savings up to 50%. Laser Technologies supplies toner, imaging drums, developer and cartridges for most of the major brands. For a price quote, send an email to service@laser-technologies.com. Include your printer make and model for your part number. Call us at 561-792-9600. That's 561-792-9600. Laser Technologies, providing 100% of the quality at a fraction of the price. 561-792-9600.
You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
Okay, we are back, and we have had a few technical issues. So if you're calling in and you get hung up on, we're not doing that to you on purpose. Something has happened within the system. And it's not behaving itself, I guess is the best way to put it. So the purpose of the show is to provide you a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. And the way that I do that is with a constant flow of locally owned businesses, people who are looking to do business with you, the local population. All of the shows are archived on BBS Radio. That's Be Like Boy, BBS Radio. They're also found on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook. If you'll go to Facebook, you will find a page there that says The Rainmaker Show, 900 AM, Talk of the Palm Beaches. Please go there, give us a like, follow us, and keep you up to date on what we're doing. Now, the next caller that's coming in is going to discuss with us a little bit about especially for someone like me, a little bit about Medicare and the advantages that we have, the disadvantages that we have. And let me get them brought up on the line. Renee, are you there?
Hi, Steve. Sure I am.
Hot dog. There you go. This is Renee, and Renee has about 18 years of experience combined with her and her. And do we have your cohort on with us as well?
Yes, Steve.
Hey, Heather.
Yes, Steve. Hi, my name is Benjamin Fingerette, 21 years of experience, VIP health insurance.
Nice to have you with me, Benjamin. Thank you to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm trying to read and talk, and of course, that's not working. All right, so let's get on with some questions about Medicare, because I'm approaching 11 years old, and if you haven't figured what that is, I no longer accept the numbers that go with my age. I take the 6 and the 5, and I add them together, and that makes me 11. So I'm approaching that magical number again. And
I'm going to totally use that from you, Steve. I think that's terrific.
So I want to ask you, look, because this is something that's close to and near and dear to my heart, and I thought it would be very valuable for the listeners to hear as well. Let me ask you, what are the correct dates? What are the correct dates, the timelines that you need to know before your magical 11th birthday?
Renee, if you want, I'll just step in and just start answering questions, and you can jump in at any time.
Okay, super.
Steve, first, it's a pleasure being on your show. I've heard about your show. It's very informative. I just wanted to give you that little plug-in.
Thank you.
The dates that are very important for 65 are 6 months before you turn 65 and 6 months after. You
Holy
should be
crap.
Shopping for and know your rights about Medicare 6 months before you turn.
That's next month
so
for
that's
me.
That's very, very important. In fact, we do a lot of seminars. The biggest thing you have to concentrate on is know your rights. Medicare is changing constantly. And you have to know what is going on with Medicare, what you're eligible for, and what you've been paying your entire life. Because you're 11 right now, right, Steve?
Yep. Well, I will be in 6 months. I will be in 6 months.
There you go. So in your entire life, you've been paying that 1.45% of your paycheck has gone to Medicare. So you've been paying into the system your whole life. I call it the promised land. Welcome to the promised land. That's what I tell my clients.
And how does it work? Because I'm not even familiar with it. All of my benefits have been afforded to me through the VA, so I've been able to circumvent this. But now I'm looking at turning 65 in a little over 6 months, and I'm going to have to make some decisions. So how does it all work?
So basically what happens is when you get 6 months before, you talk to a Medicare specialist, a gentleman like myself, a woman like Renee, who is trained in the field, who can guide you to sign up. You can actually go to www.medicare.gov, and in the upper right corner, it actually gives you that ability to sign up for A and B and gives you tidbits about Medicare and what to expect. But to sum it up really, really quickly, the 6 months before, a Medicare specialist like myself or Renee are able to guide you with the A and B, signing you up and giving you options for the Medigap programs that don't cover the 20% that Medicare, you know, doesn't pick up.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not real familiar with this, and I'm somebody my age, I must become quite familiar with it. So you'll probably hear from me quite a bit. But I want to ask you this. I know that there's like an original Medicare, and then there's something like a Medicare HMO or something like that. And then I hear about this Advantage Plus thing. So do you know the differences between all this stuff? You can point out, okay, yes, Riscala, you can use this one. No, you can't use that. Are you able to do that for me?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that people have to understand, and this is very, very important, is that a Medicare HMO and a Medicare Advantage plan are really the same thing. You're not on Medicare. Most people do not know that. That's a very, very serious thing.
Yeah.
You've been paying into the system your whole life, and you need to be on what's called original Medicare. That is what you've been paying for. And what happened was many, many years ago, the government made a deal with the insurance companies to pay them a monthly amount for them to handle your Medicare. They call those plans Medicare Part C, because there's five parts to Medicare, which I'll go over very quickly if you ask more questions, but Medicare Part C, and they take you off of original Medicare, and then you go on the insurance company, and they handle your medical expenses. So the big thing about it is, and I'm just going to interject this, this is how serious it is, would you rather be on a multi-trillion dollar insurance company like the government with endless money, or would you rather be on an insurance company taking care of your health who could deny your benefits and dictate where you go for your coverage?
Wow.
You can answer that question.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to require a rocket scientist for that one.
Right, exactly. Oh.
So once I get involved with Medicare, once I'm enrolled in Medicare or these supplement programs, whatever that is, at any time do I have the option to get out and do something else, or am I locked in?
Actually, that's a great question. Once you enroll in Medicare, whether you do choose a Medicare Advantage or Medicare HMO, which we're hoping you're not, but we're going to focus on original Medicare, you age in at 65, you sign up for Medicare Part A, which is hospitalization, Medicare Part B, the second part of Medicare, which is everything other, you can go on the Medicare supplement. Now, you can change from a supplement to a supplement 12 months out of the year, but you have to medically qualify. That's the key to Medicare. When you age in, you want to make the right decision. All the companies allow you to change to go from one company to the next. So that was the question, right? Can you change? And like if you're going from a Humana to a United, an Aetna, or a Blue Cross under 65, you can change, right, from one company to the next. The same with Medicare, but you have to medically qualify. Hmm. So that's where it becomes a very important decision on what company to choose.
So if I understand you correctly, is my broker or my agent, are they, do they become an advocate? Do they become an advocate? Do they become my spokesperson when we do this?
Yes, they do. But there really is only one company that stands out as far as for advocacy. The name of the company is United American, and it's part of nine companies. But the thing about advocacy is very important with Medicare, on the Medicare supplement that you choose, because most Medicare supplements only allow the broker to handle their Medicare claims for the first 90 days. Hmm. United American is one of the only companies that allows you to handle it for a lifetime. So what does that mean to your listeners? It means that the broker, let's take Renee, who is a terrific broker, by the way. If you had a problem with Medicare and things were not approved, Renee could fight for you. She could go to Medicare, she could look at your claims, and she could be an advocate as your broker for the rest of your life.
I just learned something
new. So
that's
her job.
Wow.
That's her job to fight for you. On the other companies, you're not allowed to do that after the first 90 days. Hmm. So you're not allowed to jump into the claims and to help fight for things that aren't approved on Medicare or with billing issues, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, Renee has mentioned to me, as a thank you to anyone who calls them today, they're going to offer they're authorized to offer a free, no obligation, accidental death policy. And they can discuss that with you if you give them a call. So before we go any further, Renee, how does someone reach you?
I'm sorry?
How does someone reach you, Renee?
Okay. I'm sorry. My cell phone number is 561-723-5097. If you're unable to reach me at that, you can contact 954-292-8022, and that would be Benjamin.
Okay, and just so the people are clear, we have Renee and we have Benjamin on the line. Benjamin has how many years, Benjamin?
21 under my belt.
And Renee has
and my number's equal 9. just to put that in there.
And Renee?
18.
So we're looking at a combination of the two of them, many decades worth of experience. I have no doubt in my mind that these two people can help you move forward with any Medicare questions that you might have. Got to cut it a little short only because we've had some technical issues today and we've lost a little bit of time. Thank you so much for calling in. One more time, Renee, before you go, if they want to reach you, how do they reach you? Give out your phone number.
Okay, sure. It's 561-723-5097. And thank you so much, Steve.
All right. Wish you a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon, Renee. God bless you. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you calling
in,
sir.
Thank you, Steve.
God bless you, Steve.
Talk to you soon.
All right,
thanks.
Take care.
We have had a little bit of a technical difficulty, and, of course, me, in my infinite wisdom, didn't help this afternoon by starting off by saying Maggie Hart when it wasn't Maggie Hart that was playing that music. It was somebody's under Maggie. Anyway, I'm going to move forward. We're going to speak with Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Riscala?
I'm fine, Nicole. Nicole, welcome to the Rainmaker Show. Tell the listeners a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so what I do is I am a lighting expert. I do lights and I do surveillance camera systems as well, mainly outdoor landscape lighting along with surveillance camera systems.
So yeah, I had mentioned earlier in the show, not only can you beautify a home and bring up the value of the home,
and the neighborhood
for that matter, because you know you start having homes lit up around one by alongside the other, the whole neighborhood becomes lit up and becomes more valuable. It becomes a place where people want to go. So not only can she light up your life, but she can also add...
That's our motto.
Yeah, that's her dad's motto, light up your life. And so not only can she help bring value to your home, but she can also help you secure your home. And the camera systems that you set up, Renee, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe that once they're set up and once they're in place, if they're connected to the internet, that you can look at your home literally from anywhere in the world as long as you have an internet connection.
That is correct. Anywhere in the world that has internet and a web browser, we give you a secure username and password, and you're able to tap into your own system just like as easy as that.
And you can see your home literally from halfway around the world.
Yes, correct. You can be in Europe, anywhere in the world.
So I know that some people may be asking about requirements by the state for you to do this. Are you licensed to do this?
We are licensed and insured. We've been in business and licensed for over 15 years here in the state of Florida.
And I personally have seen some of the work that Custom Lighting has done, and I will tell you that it is phenomenal. The change, especially when we go to a home that didn't have lights. I know there's a change when we go to a home that has lights and we convert them to this new lighting technology. By the way, the new lighting technology, which is something that I think is very important, the new lighting technology is low voltage. We're not talking about high voltages anymore. And with the low voltage, we get less usage of electricity. So you have an equivalent LED bulb that can give you the equivalent of 100 watts of light with as little as 10 watts. So not only are you saving on the electrical part of your bill, but you're helping increase the value of your home and the look of the home as well. So if someone wants
to
reach you,
Right. Someone
wants to reach you, Nicole, how do they do that?
So what we do is we come in, we do an estimate for you. We come in, we lay out basically, not physically lay out, but we go over with you what it is that you want to do to your house, because some people like to make their house look like the Taj Mahal, and some people like a more quiet, subtle ambiance.
Yeah.
So, with our low voltage system, we have a transformer, and from anywhere, basically, we can have lights in the front, we can have lights in the back, and we use different comms within this transformer, and we're able to create equalization no matter where the lights are located. All of them are going to have the same output of lumens that are going to shine on your house, on your trees. So it's just absolutely wonderful.
I have to cut a little short. We've had some technical difficulties today, and we're running short on time. If you would be so kind, before you go, your phone number, if someone wants to reach you, It's Custom Lighting of America, and you can be reached at
561-204-3000.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate it. I wish I had more time, but my back's up against the wall. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Rascala. You as well.
Talk to you soon. Okay, I hope that we still have Karen on the line because I wanted to get to her. That was something that was very important. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Karen,
hi.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being patient. We've had a few issues today. Things have been a little rocky, but I thought what you had is very important because I'm a 100% supporter of what you do. So if you would take a minute or so and explain what it is that you do.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen Goldstein. I'm the executive director of Normal of Florida and the vice chairman of Regulate Florida. Our goal is regulated adult use in Florida for anyone over 21. And in order to accomplish that, we have a petition that you can find at regulateflorida.com/petition. If you fill it out, you can send it back to us at the address that's on the back of the petition. And as I said, the goal is to have regulated adult use of marijuana or cannabis, whichever name you prefer, for adults over 21 in Florida.
We're supposed to live in a free society. We're supposed to be living in a free country. I, for one, who have served for this country, served so we could save those freedoms, we could preserve those freedoms. And I have a difficult time understanding, if I'm living in a free country, why is it that I don't have the option to choose how I either medicate myself or how I relax myself, as long as I'm not hurting anyone else, as long as I'm not going out there and destroying property? How is it that something so simple as a plant can put people in jail? I'm 100% supporter of cannabis. I have many reasons for that. One of two main reasons. One, I have a friend of mine who was dying from cancer, and we gave him cannabis, stage four, and returned him back. He's now currently living in Colorado because he can't get it here. Another reason why I am so strongly supportive about cannabis is I have a daughter with epilepsy. The medication that they call medication that she is on has almost killed her, to keep her from having seizures. THC has no side effects other than sleep and hunger. That's it. So I'm asking you on the other side of this microphone, if you want to have freedom in this country, freedom of choice, or freedom of an option of how you want to relax or how you want to medicate yourself, please help support this cause. This is for your benefit, for my benefit. We all benefit in this. You know, there's a big joke going around. If the world would sit down for a moment and smoke a joint, all the wars would end. I don't know how true that is, but I can tell you that from my experience, people who use cannabis are not really violent people. They're mostly peaceful people. And most of the time, they want to eat or go to sleep. And that's about
it. That's true.
Karen, thank you for calling in. I really want to give you more time. If I have an opportunity on the next show, I'm going to have you call in earlier so we can spend more time about what it is that you do and how vital it is to our society. Thank you so much, Karen. And before
Thank you.
Before you go, if someone needs to reach you real quickly, your phone number.
954-303-9254.
You're listening to Rainmaker Show. Thank you.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.